This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we've got about an hour left in the show to be answering all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we got plenty of time to be helping you out and answering all your gardening questions. So you can give us that call here, and we'll do what we can to make sure we can help you out with your gardening questions. And again, we're thinking spring. We're thinking of what to do next and what we can be doing this season to be successful in the garden. So definitely plenty of time to be thinking that way. So just give us that call, and we can help you out. Now, one of the things we try to think about is what's going to be blooming early in the season, what's going to be out there. You know, we'll be looking at our regular bulbs, our crocuses, our daffodils, our tulips, that type of thing. But you know, what's some of the things that are early shrubs that we want that are, you know, first in the season, and that, you know, maybe we see them in the winter, that late winter, early spring, but we don't have enough time to buy them or at that time because the ground's still frozen. You know, some of those things, maybe a witch hazel. Now, a witch hazel is a really cool plant. It's deciduous, so it loses its leaves, but it, what it does is it has these really cool flowers. They almost look like a fungus, but they're just cool looking flowers. And at they'll bloom early spring. I mean, we're talking, some of these will even bloom in February, March. You know, they're that early. So that's what I mean by you might see them when they're blooming first and not be able to get them into the ground. Now, some other plants early season would be like a forsythia, some lilacs. Those would be early season. Some hydrangeas would be there. That type of thing. So just some of those things to think about early spring. Some other types of shrubs that would be early, a perennial would be like a creeping phlox, some snowdrops, some different types of hellebores. You know, some of the hellebores we're seeing now, like that winter hellebore, are growing and flowering at this point. A lot of you might have them indoors, but there are that early spring flower. And then you also have some the pussy willows, right? A lot of people, when they come into the garden center, will look for pussy willows later in the season because they're thinking about it like, oh, I wish I should have gotten them. But those are ones in the garden center that sell out early. So, you know, I like to think about some of the things that we can do early and purchase early that might not necessarily always be there. So early, like the Pussy Willow, the Witch Hazel, sometimes for Scythia during the early spring. So those are a few just to think about. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And there is tons of time left in the show for you to answer that garden, to give us a call so we can answer those questions. Now, we talked about, you know, some of the things I'd be doing first thing in the spring. You know, like I said, checking on your soil, getting some soil samples done. That would definitely be one that I'd be looking at. Another thing to be, you know, thinking about is, you know, where can you get started? Where is going to be the best spot to go? You know, do you want to go into your perennial beds? Do you want to go into the vegetable garden? Are we going to look at coal crops early? Where are we going to go? So we, you know, I want to start with the lawn and look at that and then look into the gardening beds. But maybe it's the opposite for you. Maybe we're looking in the garden beds and saying, all right, I want to plant new perennials that are going to give me color throughout the year, or they're just going to cover this area. You know, what do we look at? We look at a number of things. We look at conditions. Is it going to be sunny? Is it going to be shady? Is it going to be sun and shade? The other thing is, how do you want, you know, it to look? Is it going to be too hot? Is it going to be in the front, or is it going to be in the back of a garden bed? Then we also look at, you know, the conditions. Is it really, really hot? Is it cool, even though it's sunny? You know, that type of thing. We try to look at all the other ideas out there and say, all right, this is what's going on. This is what I'm going to do to be successful for the season. Then, again, we look at that soil. So the soil sample, like I talked about with the lawn, definitely into those beds to tell you what you can grow successfully. And that's definitely something to look at. So I'd be, you know, taking that look, saying, all right, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do today, and work from there. So if you have some questions, our number here is 855-660-4261. We do have plenty of open lines, so you can give us a call, and we'll definitely help you out. I believe last week we actually had someone calling in and saying that they weren't getting enough squash on their squashes. And I'd like to just go a little bit more information into that, because did you actually know you could pollinate the plants for them instead of waiting for those pollinators? We did talk about making sure you had plenty of pollinators growing. Right? That's one thing we want to do, is make sure we're getting more pollinators growing in the area. But you can actually pollinate some of these plants on your own. Now, with a squash, there's the difference between the male and the female flower. The male flower produces about 10 times more on a squash than the female flower. So you're most likely going to have more male flowers than female flowers. The female flower is easy to pick out. It has a very tiny fruit behind the flower. Very small. You might not be able to see it, but it's there. So that is going to be your female flower. Then there's the male flower. You can actually pollinate them by taking one flower and putting it inside the other flower to help pollinate. You're doing the work for the bees, right? That's what you're trying to do, is get ahead of that. There's also some products you could use. You could use a product from Bonide. They have, usually you'll see it for like, for tomatoes. It's like a tomato starter. I think they call it Tomato Spy. You can use that same thing. It's a pollinator for for your tomatoes, but you can actually use it when it comes to squashes as well. So those are a couple things to be doing. The other thing I want to just reiterate, it's not just about pollinating the plant yourself. It's about making sure that it is watered enough. Squash are very water. They retain tons of water to create that fruit for you. And so with very little water, you're not going to have as many fruit and many squash as well. So that's part of it. It's not just about the pollination process, although that is the most important part. It is about making sure they get watered and taken care of that way. So it's a couple steps, but you can actually do some of this work for the plants yourself. So it's just our way of helping Mother Nature out and getting that taken care of a little bit earlier for you to guarantee that success. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I've said a few times here, we got plenty of open lines to help you out. It's going to be a beautiful day, not beautiful enough to get out there and start planting, but as I did say before, you could do a final or a second round of wilt stop or wilt proof to help out with your garden this year. So think about it with this temperatures coming around, but if not, get out and enjoy the day. It's going to be a nice one. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And for all of you listening out there now, we are on from 6 to 10 every Sunday morning. So you can definitely give us a call between then. You can also find us on our website at paulparent.com. It'll tell you where to listen to us between those hours of 6 and 10 if you're just getting us for a little bit. So we do have some calls on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Joy is in Massachusetts.
Joy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question about my fruit trees. I went out to give my bees a sugar patty this past week and noticed that not only are my pussy willows starting to pop, but the buds on my peach trees are starting to swell. And I'm just now thinking about going out to prune. I'm very much a novice at this. Am I wrong in pruning at this time of year?
So I wouldn't be pruning them at this time, personally, just because of if they're starting to swell and you're starting to see that, that's this year's fruit that it's starting to get ready for. And we don't want to affect anything like that, of this next season's growth. I wouldn't be pruning them at this point. I'd be a little nervous that they're starting to swell like this right now, just based on, knowing what could happen, especially in the next couple weeks of everything I've heard on weather patterns. So it might be something to take a look at, not pruning at this point unless you're getting rid of any dead or damaged material on the plant or any like cross branches. What I might even look at doing is using a product like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop on any of the buds that are starting to swell, What it can do is keep moisture into the plant. I know it sounds, we talk about wilt proof and wilt stop and using them on evergreens. But for the longest period of time, my father used to talk about spraying some of your hydrangea buds that you were seeing to hold the moisture in there. I would think on something like a peach tree that you're starting to see that, I might spray it. And today would be a fine day, tomorrow or the next day, about midday when you're seeing the temperature of 40 degrees. I think that would help it to keep that moisture inside the plant, especially if it starts to produce those flowers. Starts to produce the flowers. Let's hope and pray that it stays warm versus going to, being cold at all times. Because that's when I would be getting nervous. But the only pruning I would be doing right now on any fruit tree or something like that would be dead or damaged cross branches or any sucker growth. And as the sucker growth is the ones that go straight up and down, sometimes from the base, sometimes from where one of your previous pruning might have been done. Okay, I wouldn't.
Okay, have I lost my window to prune the trees this year?
Well, with them swelling, and if you're starting to see those buds form, I would say yes. If you hadn't seen some of that happen, I would be. I'm just a little nervous that you could be affecting this season's blossoms. That's where I'm nervous with them swelling. Take a look at some of the areas. If you're looking to prune some areas because it's too much, you might just have less fruit this season. But if it's completely dormant, you'd be fine. It's just when you're saying some are starting to swell, it just makes me nervous to prune it now. Because you might not, I just don't want to affect the plant too much. We're going from one shock to another, right? We would be going from warmth to cold and then cutting it back and leaving some of that outer area exposed, and it could shock the inside of the plant. So that's where I'm nervous. If it was dormant, I wouldn't be as nervous with that. Again, you can cut some of the dead and damaged and the cross branches and suckers, but I wouldn't do an overall prune of the tree at this point.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Joy. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available in a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Boeing 737-500 carrying 62 passengers and crew has crashed in the sea northwest of Jakarta, Indonesia. The plane went down about 4 minutes into the 90-minute flight Saturday. Officials said all of those on board Flight 182 were from Indonesia and there were no survivors. Freedom of speech continues to be attacked in America. Former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley said Friday she compared Twitter's permanent suspension of President Trump's Twitter account to that of the silencing of the people in communist China. Now, Amazon has told Parler, a new social media app, that it will be cut off from its Amazon Web Services hosting by midnight because the platform does not police its content. Three people were killed and five others hurt in a shooting spree in and around Chicago, Illinois, Saturday afternoon. One of the dead includes the suspected gunman who was apparently shot and killed by police. The shooting spree started in Kenwood and ended in Evanston. This is USA Radio News. Taking a look at the fallout from the Georgia Senate election results, USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
Republican David Perdue is conceding his Senate runoff election to Democrat John Ossoff. His loss gives Democrats control of a 50-50 Senate for at least the next 2 years because Vice President-elect Kamala Harris can cast any tie-breaking vote. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton on what lies ahead for Republicans.
The Georgia races were hugely consequential. That's why I campaigned so much for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. It'd be much better to have a Republican majority and not have to worry on the fortitude of any Democratic senator to resist the far left of their party. But this is the world we're living. It's going to be a 50-50 Senate, and Joe Biden will be president in 13 days. Republicans have to get organized. We have to have a plan. We have to show those Democratic senators just how unpopular that agenda is.
Cotton's comments on Fox and Friends. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Janet is in New Hampshire.
Janet, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you very much. I enjoy your program. Very informative. I want to say, my curiosity is, in mid-September, I planted Rose of Sharon, Wine and Roses, and Arborvitae Global. And I see that the Global Arborvitae has, like, a tinge of, like, faded yellow or something. Now, I'm curious about this, whether it probably got burnt by the sun when it was quite warm in, you know, October and November even. So I'm curious, I think it may be coming back, but not right now, but I would expect that it would come back in, you know, the springtime. The other thing is, should it be heavily watered? Actually, I do have an irrigation system, which it did, I thought, receive adequate water. And the other thing I'm thinking, perhaps it, the roots weren't down enough, deep enough, something like that. But I didn't see this yellowing until kind of recently, I think. So I don't know what your advice would be, and I'd like to know.
Okay. Now, the yellowing, is it on the tips or is it on the inside of the arborvitae?
It's on the tips, which looks like it might have had too much sun. It's in a very, very hot location.
Okay. Now, you said you planted them in
mid-September.
Okay.
Mid-ish.
Okay. So it could be, you know, something to do with the sun. We were still in a major drought, so that could be part of what's going on with the plant, that it's just had some issues continuing to grow just based on the the drought that it had. What I would suggest doing first thing in the spring, once the ground is thawed, is just start watering it.
Yeah.
I would look at using a holly tone to put into the soil to help make them, to green them up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Another product I would be looking at using would be possibly Protolizer from Natural Alternative. So Protolizer mm-hmm. works together with your fertilizer. So you mix the two. You don't mix them together, but you would mix them in the ground. You know, the, say you use the holly tone, put that into the ground, and then water in the Protolizer every couple weeks at first in the spring. And that's going to help bring it back. You know, the holly tone itself will do a lot of that work, but what the Protolizer will do is allow the holly tone or whichever fertilizer you choose to work a little bit easier and stronger. So that's why I definitely suggest it.
I see. Well, but that sounds logical.
I honestly do think that part of the issue here was the drought. You know, it was a major drought that, with the amount of rain and snow that we've had at this point, you know, I even start to forget about the fact that it happened. It was so bad for so long. Some of our plants, even well-established plants, were failing because of it.
Yes, I can understand that. At the same time, I had a new lawn put in, and that was really took off very well, and it's been, we had snow and then it kind of disappeared again, but it's still quite green. And so I have a lot of hope here. So, according to the Rose of Sharon, it's very hardy, and I've had them before, but they are very, very wonderful. And then wine and roses, I've never had that before, but I expect that should be okay.
Yeah, so that one, it's a Wigelia. It's one of my favorite plants out there. I like the color that it will produce, the color of the leaves as well. It's got that darker color to it. So that's one of my favorites out there. But I think they'll be fine this season. You know, the ground did freeze and it stayed hardened off. So I think we're going to be fine. The start of the spring is going to determine how everything goes and how we water. So that's why, you know, it's not just about putting the fertilizer down. It's about watering to start the season. If we're not getting a good amount of moisture in the spring, just trying to get away from any drought that we've had would be is very important.
Right. If I may, I have another question.
Sure.
I have two hydrangeas. I have lived in this house for about 5 years or so. They have had never had actually a real blossoming. One time I saw one blossom, and that was close to the ground, and that was blue. And someone told me that these are blue hydrangea, and they should be planted in the shade. Is that correct? I have intense sun in my area here.
Well, could definitely be part of it. Now, blue hydrangeas, there's a number of varieties out there now. You know, one of them being the Endless Summer hydrangea, which will take a little bit of sun. But some of those blue varieties, like a Nikko Blue or a Nantucket Blue, those would take a little bit more shade. So it would really be determined as what variety of hydrangea you have. That's what's going to determine a lot of it and say, all right, this is what's going on.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So far, it was kind of like by accident that I had seen this one close to the ground, and it was in the shade because it was covered by the other leaves. But I mean, I don't enjoy these plants at all. I'm thinking of, you know, digging them up and put some evergreens, some kind of like nice shrub that would look lovely, you know, all year. And right now in the winter, all I get is sticks, and in the summer I just get green. And, you know, I wanted something that kind of dramatic.
Yeah, so, you know, what I would suggest doing is, you know, if you're going to add something different there, try in early in the spring, dig those up and place them in an area that's going to have a little bit more shade. You want to do it early spring because you want to, you want them to be, you know.
Established, huh?
Well, you want, in the spring, you want them to be dormant. You don't want them to be trying to push growth, because if they start to push growth, then they're going to be a little bit, you're going to affect the blossoms for that next season. You don't want to, that's not something you want to do. You want to make sure that that whole season it's going to live. And if you are to transplant them, you do it early in the season, heavily water it before you, dig it up. Mm-hmm. And then from there, you can just place it in a different area. For like an evergreen that you're looking to put there, you know, there's some easy ones to do that'll stay green all year. Like you have your typical rhododendrons and your azaleas, but maybe look at some different types of hollies. You know, look at the Japanese holly or the American holly. So the Japanese holly is more of just leaves all season. The American holly is the one that will have the red berries in the fall. Maybe look at some boxwood, or maybe look at kalmia, or pieris. Either one of those would be fine to do.
Yeah. Boxwood are very slow growing. I want something that's going to be looking like it's been there like 10 years or so, you know?
Yeah, so maybe it's looking at pieris, which would be a mountain laurel. The mountain laurel might be something to look in there. Kalmia will take a little bit more shade than the pieris. So those two will establish themselves. So the kalmia takes more shade, whereas the pieris, which is a Andromeda, will take a little bit more sun, okay? And the Andromeda will get a little bit bigger once it's established. And usually it takes 2 to 3 years to establish, will start to push off more growth for you.
Right.
So the kalmia has flowers that come kind of underneath some of the leaves, whereas the Andromeda has flowers on the top above the leaves. So, that's something I might think about, is putting like an Andromeda in that area, or, an American type holly, to get some of those red berries later in the season.
Yeah. Yes, I've had holly before, and they're very nice. And, you know, you can cut off a shoot or two for Christmas decoration, et cetera.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yes, I think that's doable. You know, but I will definitely try those ideas you mentioned. And, I enjoy, you know, Albert's Blues. I planted quite a few of those, and they're very nice. So I think I will go with your suggestion. But first of all, I think I'm going to consider where I'm going to plant these hydrangea, and that would be important.
I definitely think so, and I think it's worth trying to move somewhere else to use, because when a hydrangea fully blooms, it's gorgeous.
Yes, it is, and I've always liked them, and I was quite disappointed that nothing ever happened, you know, but after someone had told me that about the blue species or whatever, I thought these are never going to work, so for me anyway, green is nice, but it's kind of boring, actually.
I understand. I get you.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Paul. I enjoy your show.
No problem. You have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Nathan, we got another call on the line? All right. So we're opening clear. Our numbers here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. So we definitely have plenty of time left in the show. We got about 15 minutes. But for those of you who are listening now, we are on from 6 to 10. So if you're just getting us because the station you're listening to is just popping us on in the past hour or so, we are here. You can listen to us on our website at paulparent.com. Again, it's paulparent.com. There's a spot up in the top there that'll say listen live. There's also a spot you can listen to our podcast. You'll be transferred over to GCN Network, which is our syndicate company, and you'll be able to find us there. If you just go to gcn.com, search for Paul Parent Garden Club, you'll actually be able to find us too. But easiest way, paulparent.com, so that we can you can hear us for those 4 hours, because we do start at 6, here till 10 every Sunday to help answer a lot of your gardening questions. We're here to definitely help you out. Give us that call. We'll help you out with what you got going on in your garden. So again, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break. We'll get back to wrap up the show in just a few minutes.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub. It's a product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have a couple calls on the line, so I want to try and get to those as quickly as possible. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Julie's in Yarmouthport.
Julie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. I'm calling about using shredded leaves from my yard over my raised beds for vegetables.
Okay.
My husband fertilizes the yard twice a year.
Yep.
I'm not sure if it's a good idea of the percentage of dangerous chemicals that may get in to the beds, or if it's not that much, I'll go with it.
And so do you know what he's using?
He told me it's just basically like a Scott.
Okay.
Generic lawn fertilizer twice a year.
Yeah, so if you're using a raised bed to plant, I see really no problem. If you're nervous about, you know, when the spread air goes through there, maybe get, they have an edge guard on a spreader that can stop from going into like the beds of the garden, so that might be something to use.
Yeah, my beds are sealed off from where he fertilizes. I'm more concerned about, I wonder how much is getting in from the leaves I use. So the fertilizer doesn't actually go near the garden.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry that much from the leaves there. They're going to decompose. They're not going to have, the chemical from it as much as you would think. I wouldn't worry personally. I would just kind of say, it is what it is. It's going to create mm-hmm. compost, which mm-hmm. is the ideal thing that you're looking for.
It is.
So, yeah, that's, I wouldn't worry as much, on the leaves, causing an issue that way.
Okay, great. Yeah, so I am doing no-till and, amending the beds. It's my third season coming up, and I try to do organic as best I can, but, like you said, it is what it is. We use plastic pots, and, how far can I take it? So I'm so happy to hear that. I'm going to use my leaves.
Yeah,
before it gets too cold.
Say you were worried about it, putting them on top of it this season, what I would maybe do, start a compost pile, right? And compost those down a little bit so they can break down in a pile and then use mm-hmm. them on top of the beds if it was mm-hmm. something that you were a little more concerned with, right? What'll happen is the leaves will break down. There's not as much surface area. Some of those chemicals that if they were in there, they might have leached out. Because it is hot in there, it'll dry it out a little bit. So maybe that will help a little bit, so you're not as worried.
That sounds great.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much.
Have a great one, Julie.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, Nathan, I believe we have one last call.
True, Gene in Osterville.
Gene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have a question. I've never grown tomatoes, and I'm a novice at it, and I have lots of shade, squirrels, chipmunks, and birds on my property. So I'm thinking of trying one tomato plant. I'd like to do a cherry tomato plant
mm-hmm.
on my deck. But is there anything I can put over the tomatoes to protect them from the critters?
Well, so you can use, you said you have tons of squirrels, right?
I do, yes.
Well, so there are some netting that you can put over them. So there's a bunch of different types of nets that are usable. You're looking for one with a smaller hole in the square. So mm-hmm. something that has like a quarter inch, maybe even a half inch breakdown on the plant. The one thing I would be concerned about would be the amount of sun. You do need a good amount of sun to be growing those tomatoes. They love mm-hmm. the sun. So that would be my, my only, major concern, if you will. But I think, it's definitely worth a shot at trying. You might have a little bit leggier tomatoes, but you might still get some growth to them.
Okay. And is it too early to force the Cynthia?
What's that?
Is it too early to cut the Cynthia and force
no.
the inside?
Try it out. It might just take a little bit longer.
Okay.
Alrighty.
I will. Thanks so much.
Have a great one, Gene.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that'll wrap us up. Be good to each other out there. Get out there, plant something, and wear that mask.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.